but like two knuckles worth of your forefinger and exploring and like try and find like a small, it's usually like walnut shaped, but like I don't know. I don't even know what a walnut really is. So I know it's round.
Okay. Yeah, no, that would make
Search
sense.
around for something round. You'll figure it out. It feels different. That it does feel different from the rest of the canal and the rectum. Like it's a
Yeah.
noticeable bump. Yeah. So remember to use the lube, as we said.
Yes.
Go slowly. Also, do not poke the hole with the tip of your finger, but massage your way in using the pad of your finger. This is a very good tip that I learned, and like everyone should know that. Do
Yes.
not poke with the tip, but massage with the pad.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. It also helps use the muscles in your anus to allow your finger or whatever you happen to be using inside. So basically, you lightly like push out as if you were passing a BM so
Yeah.
that the muscles kind of like open up and
Right.
allow for entry.
Right.
Yeah. It's really, never mind. No, wait, I'm gonna tell you. Okay. So like the muscles, you can like do it kind of feels like it feels almost like if you are inserting something and you are using the muscles to like push out, you can almost like kind of like swallow with
It's the
your
same kind of
butt. Yeah,
muscle.
it's
It's
like
still
the
a sphincter,
same.
yeah.
Yeah, the sphincter opening and closing is very much like taking a bit and a bit and a bit and a bit. It's
Right.
really, it's like a unique
Interesting.
experience.
Interesting. And like, yeah, absolutely use your body to your advantage. Don't like try to get it out of the
Yeah.
way.
Oh
Like
my
you
God,
want your
yeah.
body to be involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once inside, you can use any number of techniques to stimulate the prostate, like taps, gentle rubs, a come hither motion. I do love a come hither.
Come hither motion. That's funny.
Yeah, come hither motion also works very well on the vagina
That's true.
if you want that.
There you go.
Find out what you like. Do it.
Try it out.
Yeah. You can also stimulate the prostate externally if you're not ready to dive right in yet.
Yeah.
So the perineum is the area of skin located between the scrotum, which are the balls, just in case you forgot, and your anus, also sometimes referred to as the taint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you rub the perineum, you should be able to feel the penile bulb. Why are you giggling over there?
Say it again. What's
Perineum. Is that not it?
I've heard it
Perineum.
pronounced perineum, but that's.
Perineum. 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 I'm going off the Sex and the City episode where
Oh.
they go to a tantric workshop and Charlotte's given the hand job and the woman there says perineum.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard it said that way.
Do you want me to change? Do you want me to say
No, do it
perineum?
that way. It's
I'm gonna
just
say
funny to me
perineum
because I'd
still.
never heard it said that
So
way.
the
It sounds like a
perineum.
flower.
Oh, like a perennial.
Yeah. That's why it sounds funny to me. Anyway, sorry. Keep going. It was
Okay,
making me
listen,
laugh. I'm
I'm no
sorry.
professional. I could be wrong.
I'm a
Here's the
professional.
other thing. I don't care.
True. It just made me laugh. I'm
All
sorry.
right, all right. So what was I telling you? Rub the perineum.
Yes, do it.
Yes. So you should be able to feel the penile bulb, which is the area that forms the base of the penis. Further back from that, closer to the anus, you feel like a tender spot. That's your prostate. You'll know when you hit. Trust and believe,
You'll know.
you'll know. It's like an orgasm. How do you know? You'll know. Yeah.
You
So a
know when
lot
you
of
feel
men,
it.
unfortunately, do not experience pleasure from external prostate stimulation. So no worries if it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
I highly recommend getting in there. With enough practice of massaging the prostate too, you can even reach full orgasm from just prostate stimulation, which is
Interesting. That's
craziness. And
wild.
apparently, it's like very. I have not personally done it.
Yeah.
Sad.
Sad.
But yeah, apparently, it's
You
like
have time.
wild. You like full body and like.
Apparently, it's very different from other kinds of orgasms.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Love that. Yeah. So that is what I have on anal today. I think I covered it all.
Yeah.
Any questions, Meg?
No, I
Anything you
think
want
you
to
covered
add?
it. I mean, like, it seems like kind of obvious, but like, wear a condom. There's a
Of
lot of
course.
like, especially because a lot of what we learned about anal is from porn, people don't wear condoms. Wear one. It makes cleanup easier.
Wear
Oh, just do
one.
it. It makes cleanup easier. Obviously, it reduces your risk of STDs.
Yeah.
And you can get like a UTI, especially if you're, because like it's at the end of the day, even if you're douching, there's still like fecal matter up there. Something could happen. It's just better if you keep everything separated. So wear a condom. It's just cleaner and easier, to be honest.
Yeah, of course.
And if you're afraid, like that's totally valid.
Yeah, I was gonna say like
But like be prepared if you're afraid that your partner shouldn't then have to be brave for you so that you can experience.
Yeah, wait, what are you talking about? Pain or
No, if you're afraid of like you're just like I don't know what's gonna happen.
Oh, I was gonna say like if you're afraid of poop, like
That
just
happens.
you're going up someone's bum.
That's sorry. That's just part of it.
Yeah. Like, that's, know what you're getting into. Know that that is the main
talk
function.
Talk about it beforehand. Like with everything with sex. Talk to your partner beforehand about what you expect, what to do if something happens that you weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. Just prepare yourself. Get ready. You never know.
And like, poop does happen.
Yeah.
I've had it happen.
Sure.
To, I've well, who, how do I nicely say this?
I don't know.
How do I put this in a comedic wording? I good have luck. Left a
oh no
Hershey's kiss.
I hated that. All right.
Sorry, I didn't know what to do. That's I left okay. a Hershey's kiss on a man and sure. dealt with it.
There you
and
go.
Then I have had a schmear left on myself. Oh, that was God. Worse. Sorry, that one was bad. Nope.
Really didn't like that. But anyway, it happens and you just yep. have to deal with it. Like, don't be immature about it. Just
don't
do
be,
it.
Yeah, don't get, I don't know, the people get shameful about it.
Yeah.
Everybody that's poops.
Yeah, also, that's what that's for.
You like, were in the bum. Like, that's that what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not comfortable with your partner, obviously it's not going to be comfortable. So, like, think of that before you start doing these kind of things. Be like, am I comfortable with this person? Am I comfortable if something happens that I'm going to be embarrassed by, that they're not going to then shame me for this, for a natural bodily function?
And if they do,
that's a problem. And you need to deal with it. Nip that in the bud, as it were.
I want to move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, go out there, explore, enjoy.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Doing what you do. And don't be ashamed if you want to try it, because it's totally normal. It's totally casual.
Did we say clean up after? Did we do that?
No.
You should. Wash your sheets.
Take a shower. Wash your sheets. Yeah. Make sure you thoroughly clean your genitals, because, again, you're in somebody's anus. That's a place where fecal matter is.
Yeah.
As much as you clean it out, it's still going to be there. And you don't want that to be left on your body, because it can do bad things to you.
Absolutely.
Definitely clean yourself up. As with all sex things, though, like, clean yourself up after you take a shower.
No, for sure. Always. Yeah. Yeah.
Sex is dirty. Sex is messy. And that's the fun part about it. But you still should clean up after the fact.
Yeah. Also, don't ever go from anal to vaginal.
Yes.
That's dangerous. You can get bacterial vaginosis.
Yes. Switch. Change condoms. Take a break. Do something.
Take a break. Oh, take a break. Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to just, like, rush through. Take a break. And yeah. Like, you know what? I need a break. I need a minute. This has been a lot. Take a break.
Yeah. You do not have to do, like, a 30-minute straight through.
Oh, my goodness. Pump please sesh. Don't do 30 oh seconds. Please take, like, a good amount of time to, like, prep and, like, make out for a while in the middle. Be like, can we take
sorry.
A break?
I mean,
make
like,
out for a minute.
I mean, like don't just, like, go at it for 30 straight minutes.
That too.
Yeah, like, you can be like, okay, this has been great. Let's take a hot second to do something else and then revisit this in, like, in a cute five.
In any way, always take a break at some, like, take breaks.
Take breaks. Rest up. Get a Gatorade.
This is not, again, this is not a porno. You don't have to have sex for an hour, start to finish, and then that's it.
Everybody relax.
Just chill. Just chill.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to take us out with a song.
Okay.
And then, that's anal.
This has been Having Sex with Megan.
And Jordan.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Send us your questions at havingsexwith@gmail.com. Our Instagram and our Twitter are havingsexshow. We hope to see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, this is Warm Blood by Carly Rae Jepsen. Bye.
Bye.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunderbay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train. Way away somewhere, river, I love you, don't you care? Well, if you're on the run, winding someplace, just trying to find the sun. Sunshine, with the rain. River, I love you just the same. But sometimes in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roll across my floor,
good evening, Cover Lovers. Welcome to a special fancy commercial edition of Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and on the web at luradio.ca. I am your host, Robin DeProfitis, and we are here to do what we do every week and let's explore the art of the cover song. We have so much music tonight and almost no talk about the big game. We have some Hexes and O's, some Shonen Knife, Lily Allen. We end with some Amanda Shires playing a ukulele and not a violin, which apparently is a big deal. Let's get down to it. Let's get it on. Here is Dutch Uncles with a song that's 40 years old. Can you believe it? Older than me. So people talking about it because round numbers. Go your own way.
How can I ever change things that I feel?
Hexes and O's with a take on Plumtree's Racing Gloves. Before that, we had Austria with The Strokes Alone Together. We started off that set with Dutch Uncles performing Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way. Rumours is 40 years old this year. Can you believe it? So if you think of that and Don't Stop, that's all like your parents, what they were listening to. Or maybe even your grandparents, what they were listening to in high school. Makes you think. And getting back to Plumtree, just announced this week, as of like Monday, that there's going to be a full release of all of Plumtree's records for the first time on vinyl. A label called Label Obscura out of Toronto is putting that together. Limited to 300 each of each album, 300 pressing each. So I would say if you're down to it, get on it, because it's going to be gone. And then you'll have to like deal with the internet, and who wants to do with that. Let's get back to it. Here is, who do we have? We have some Jonathan Brooke. He's going to knock your socks off with this excellent Simon and Garfunkel cover.
The fog's rolling in of the East River bank like a shroud. It covers Bleecker Street, fills the alleys where men sleep, hides the shepherd from the sheep. Voices leaking from a sad cafe, smiling faces try to understand. I saw a shadow touch a shadow's hand on Baker Street. A poet reads his crooked strikes anymore, but I can't make it rain because it would only lightning again. Lightning never
anymore, but I can't make it rain, because it would only cause me pain. Because you don't love me yet, you don't love me yet. I just would forget, because you don't love me. Life is
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
A swell change of pace. A silly song. Sung by an unsilly band, but one that likes to have fun. That was Shonen Knife with a take of the Riddles, sort of the Monty Python-esque parody of the Beatles, led by one Mr. Eric Idle, and bankrolled by George Harrison. So there. He knows how to poke fun at himself. That was Goose Step Mama. You're listening to Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and on the web at luradio.ca. I'm still Robin the Prophetess, and I'm still with you for another, 25 minutes. And then Aaron Pearson's in with PTO Junction to blow up your minds. Before the break, we heard from Bri Webb with his take of the Skydiggers' I Will Give You Everything. Okkervil River with a new one off of Amazon only compilation. Rocky Erickson's You Don't Love Me Yet. We started off that set with this smooth, beautiful voice of Jonathan Brook with Simon and Garfunkel's Bleecker Street. That gets me right in the feels, people. I sort of love her voice, and I need to find more of her. This half hour, I have some stuff by some Ryan Adams, a brand new one, some Carolyn Mark, and we end with some Amanda Shires. Let's get down to it. Let's get it on. Let's continue. Here is a song we premiered last week. Here's Miss Lily Allen with a little bit of Rufus.
I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down. I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced. I'm gonna see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired of America.
Karma, police, a restless man, talks in mass. He buzzes like a fridge, like a detuned radio. Karma, police, a restless girl, hit. It's making me feel ill. We have crashed to party. This is what you'll get. This is what you'll get. This is what.
what you'll get when you mess with us. Karma police, I've given all I can, it's not enough. I've given all I can, but we're still on the payroll. This is what you'll get. This is what you'll get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Sunny lives on a farm, on a wide open space. You can kick off your shoes and give up the race. You can lay down your head by a sweet river bed. Sunny always remembers the words his mama said. Sunny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. Sonny carries a load, though he's barely a man. There ain't all that to do, still he does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs. And the waves keep on rolling, they've done that for years. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. It's 100 miles to town, Sonny's never been there. And he goes to the highway and stands there and stares. And the mail comes at 4, and the mailman is old. But he still dreams his dreams full of silver and gold. Sonny's dreams can't be real, they're just stories he's read. They're just stars in his eyes, dreams in his head.
and he's hungry inside for the wide world outside. And I know I can't hold him, though I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the signs are so long, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong.
That song is kind of one of my current obsessions. It's not even a new song. This was probably came out in, 2006 as part of another album that sort of just slotted in a cover there. That was Carolyn Mark off her album, The Pros and Cons of Collaboration. Her version, her amazing, excellent version of Junior Gone Wild, Slept All Afternoon. Before that, we had The Once with another excellent take. That was their version of the wonderful grand band, Sunny Stream. We started before that, Ryan Adams, Brand New Shot. That was just released the other day. This was his acoustic version of Radiohead's Karma Police off a BBC Two live session. And we started off that set with the Lily Allen song we performed last week, Rufus Wainwright's Going to a Town. I have one set left, and I am out in Aaron's End. I wish we could play Carolyn Mark. I'm playing that again next week. You've been notified / warned. Feel free to sing along. We have some beach slang with the Jesus and Mary Chains, Sometimes Always, Sorority House with me versus Maradona versus Elvis, originated by Brand New. And then we end with Amanda Showers performing Leonard Cohen's I'm Your Man. Check out the podcast and the playlist at luradio.ca. Here is Beach Slang. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next week.